AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. One crew member of a U.S. fighter jet has been rescued, but another remains missing after their plane was downed in Iran today. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The U.S. military has confirmed that an American aircraft was shot down in Iran, marking the first loss of an American aircraft in Iranian territory during the five-week war, according to a U.S. and an Israeli official. One crew member has been rescued. Social media footage showed American drones, aircraft, and helicopters flying over the mountainous region. Tehran is keeping up the pressure on Israel and its Gulf Arab neighbors and has fired on a range of targets across the Middle East today. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And we've learned a second plane has gone down. Iranian state media reports a U.S. A-10 attack aircraft crashed into the Persian Gulf. Neither the status of the crew nor exactly where was immediately known. The U.N. Security Council is expected to address the situation, Secretary General Antonio Guterres raising an alarm.
We are on the edge of a wider war that would engulf the whole Middle East with dramatic impacts around the globe. The conflict is already being felt everywhere. When the Strait of Hormuz is strangled, the world's poorest and most vulnerable cannot breathe.
And he appealed to the U.S., Israel, and Iran.
I remain in close contact with the parties, and I'm dispatching my personal envoy, Jean Arnault, to the region to support these efforts. We must find a peaceful way out.
Meantime, the White House released details of President Trump's 2027 budget. It includes a $1.5 trillion request for defense spending, the largest in decades. He's also calling for a 10% cut in non-defense discretionary spending. And in sports, Duke freshman forward Cameron Boozer is the AP Men's College Basketball Player of the Year. UConn star sophomore Sarah Strong, the Women's Player of the Year. This is AP News. The government's March jobs report was out this morning. Paul Wiseman has it.
The American job market bounced back last month. Employers added 178,000 jobs. That was three times what economists had expected, and it marked a sharp reversal from a miserable February when the country lost 133,000 jobs. The unemployment rate also ticked down to 4.3% last month. The good times might not last. Economists say the March numbers don't capture the full impact of the war in Iran, which has driven up energy prices and threatens to cause consumers to pull back on spending. The numbers last month got a lift from the end of a strike that had idled 30,000 healthcare workers in February. Warmer weather also helped the construction industry add 26,000 jobs.
The AP's Paul Wiseman. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.